Well, good afternoon. Today is the experiment that we're working here at WWGH. You're listening to Glenn Coble, and this show is going to be called Swap Shop. We're going to take phone calls from people around the area that have things that they want to sell. We'd prefer that you not do things that need a registration, like guns or automobiles or airplanes, for that matter. Anything else, pretty much open for the swap shop, and we'll even take announcements of nonprofit things that are going on, or announcements for garage sales that are going on. And all you have to do is call in to 740-383-9944. And it looks like we may have our first caller already. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Is this Bob?
Yeah.
Well, what?
Okay, I have nothing to sell right now, but I have something to give away.
Okay.
I have a mama cat and four kittens that are ready to go. We're just coming to a good home.
Okay. A mama cat and four kittens going to a good home. Very
right.
Good. Well, thank you very much for calling and getting us kicked off. You were the first.
Right.
Thanks. Yes,
you
got
to have my phone number.
Oh, yes, I do have to have your phone number. I'm sorry about that. What is the phone, Bob?
740-244-5176.
Okay. Mama Cat, four kittens. The number is 740-244-5176. Did we get it?
Right on.
All right. Well, you have a great day, Bob. Bye-bye. All right, our very first call, and thanks a lot, Bob. Bob's helping us out there, getting the ice broken. You can call too. Don't forget, the number is 740-383-9944, or it's pretty easy to remember, 740-383. WWGH. And that's going for free, those kitty cats. I'd love to have a cat, but I'm afraid my dog would be most upset if I brought home a cat today. If you have something to sell on Swap Shop, please give us a holler. I left my phone out in the other room, so I was going to do something with that, but I forgot it. All right, now I have it. It was not in the other room. And, you know, of course, when you want to get on your phone or when you want to get on your computer at home, it's always upgrading. Right now, Apple has decided it's going to upgrade me, so I can't even use my phone right now. But you can call in. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH, and we will... take phone calls from now till 1 o'clock, and you're welcome to call in with anything that you have to sell. I will try not to forget to ask what your phone number is. We will take your phone number and the items that you have to sell and the price. If you want to give the price, I suppose you could kind of keep that quiet, but we'd like to have the price if you have a price. All right, we have another phone caller. Hang on. Phone caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
Okay. You have something to sell today?
Yes, sir. I've got a dormitory-sized refrigerator that's in like-new condition for $40.
Dormitory refrigerator. I remember those when I was in college. That was a long time ago for me, though. I'm sorry?
I just want them small jobs, you know.
Okay. And your phone number?
740-802.
802.
38. 3880.
Okay, let me give that back to you. You have a dormitory refrigerator. That's one of those, I guess they're what, maybe 2.5 feet by 2.5 square, something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
And you have a dormitory refrigerator for $40. The phone number for you is 740-802-3881. Is that correct?
That is correct, Glenn. You got it.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. All right. We have our second call. That makes me happy. I'm good for the day now. If I don't get another call, I'm good for the day. I'm going to put you on hold just a second. All right, we're back on the air, and I'm sorry I had to break away for just a second. I am the secretary here. We have limited staff, so we all kind of fill in at every position. We have had a lot of people contact us about when are we going to go live in the morning again, and I'm going to have to tell you right now, I don't know the answer to that. We do love the morning show. It's kind of nice to be able to wake up, and if you're going on driving to and from work, have something on that will tell you something about the area, and I'd love to see us get it back. But right now, Scott's been called away for some things, and he's not able to do it right now, but maybe we'll find him back here at the studio shortly. We're hoping. Anyway, all right, you can call Swap Shop. It's pretty easy. You pick up your phone, make sure you know what you're going to sell. We'd like to know how much you're going to sell it for, but we understand there may be some dickering on the phone, so don't worry about it being exact, but give us a general idea, tell us what you want to sell, and give us your phone number, and we'll see if there's anybody out there that would like to take you up on your sale. Now, we do only have one phone line coming in, so we're hoping in the near future that it'll be so busy that you'll have to wait to call back. But right now, we are not busy, so you you can call in and sell your items. It's what is today? Today is the 10th, isn't it? It's 10-10. 10-10-19. It's a lovely day outside. Charlie got to go out, and he's out frolicking in the sunshine, I am sure. This will be today is kind of an experiment, as we mentioned before. We didn't know whether we would get a lot of interest in this type of show. Excuse me. But we found that several people expressed a desire for us to put this show on. And we're going to run it a few weeks and see if we start to build up an audience on it. We may keep it going. If we do not, we may cut her off. We do have another phone caller. Hang on just a second. You're on the air. This is Swap Shop.
I'd just like to make a public announcement.
Sure, we'd love to take it. Yeah.
This Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at River Valley High School, there's going to be a special choir performing that's been organized through Love, Inc. and includes people from many different churches and so on. It's about an hour program. And, of course, it is a fundraiser for Love, Inc., but there's no cost to get in. They will take a donation later.
Okay.
But I hear that one of the songs is going to be When the Saints Go Marching In, and I'm sure they're going to have a lot of good music.
Oh,
so
boy.
If someone wants a place to go, Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, River Valley High School.
Okay, is there a phone number or anything that they could call if they want further information?
Oh, I guess I could give mine. I'm one of the volunteers at Love, Inc.
Okay.
That's 740-382-5634.
Let me give this back to you. 5634. All right. It's Sunday at 3 o'clock at River Valley High School. It's going to be a choir program, about an hour long with lots of good music. And the number, if they have other questions, it's a donation, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And if they have other questions, they could call you at 740-382-5634. Did I get that right?
Sure did.
All right. Well, good luck on Sunday. I have three children that were all choir members. I was a choir member, and I'm glad to hear that you're doing that. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We're back. Very good. That sounds like fun. It gives you something you can do. Take with you a $5 bill or something like that and throw it in the offering in their donation pot, whatever. And I made that up. I have no idea how much they would like to have, but if you take a $100 bill and throw it in, I don't think they'll throw it back. But Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, River Valley High School, they're going to have an hour-long choir program. Always great fun. We have some great choirs around this area. I don't know if they started because of the show Glee or not, but there are some really good choirs. Hang on, we have another caller. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Chris, I gotta give you a question on my phone number.
Okay.
It said the last number is 4 instead of 6.
Okay, so it's 740-244-5174.
Yeah, well, I was giving the wrong number on that phone.
Okay.
It was off the two numbers. Anyway, that's the number.
And you were giving away a mama cat and four kittens. Free. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day. Bye-bye. All right, don't forget to turn. I noticed that Bob had his radio on. I could hear it in the background. That kind of confuses both of us. So don't forget to turn that down. You know, it can be on, but don't forget to turn it down. Okay, and we have another caller. Very good. I'm enjoying this. Hello, caller. You're on Swap Shop.
Yeah. First time caller, long time listener.
Great. I've heard that before. Even though this is the first time we've done the show. All right. What do you have to say?
So getting down to business.
Yep.
I don't want to sell anything. I'm giving away two rabbits.
Two rabbits?
Yes.
Okay.
They're perfectly healthy. They've been vet checked and all that. They come with a cage. They have it's a really big rabbit cage. They both fit in there comfortably. And they come with the food bowl, the watering bottle, a bag of pellets, the food, and a bag of bedding. They come with all, and nail clippers. They come with all that.
Oh, my.
I just want to give it away. Yeah, just put it into perspective. I paid I think it was $175 for that rabbit cage. It's huge.
Oh, my. It would be. So how big are the rabbits?
Both males. They're both males.
They're both males.
Yeah, they're 5 months old, both males. They get along fine. One is all white with pink eyes, and one is white with black points. So his feet, his nose, his ears, and his tail are black.
Huh.
Yeah, they're very cute. Nice. They're lovable. Oh, and also we have, it can go with them, an enclosure, like a play tin that you put out in your yard, and you can put them in the enclosure so they can go outside and play.
All right, let me...
don't want anything... Yeah, it's about at least a $300 for everything, but we're just giving it away.
All
right. If you want a couple of bunnies, just come get them.
Okay, how big are they? Are they big, or are they, you know, 2 pounds, 10 pounds?
They're 6 months. They're adult-sized rabbits.
Okay, all right. Let me read this back to you, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. You have two rabbits for sale.
They're not for sale. I'm giving them away.
For free. And one of them is white. One of them is white with black tips, points on his feet and things.
and you're giving them away, two of them. They've been vet checked. You're giving away the cage, the bowls, the watering stuff, the food stuff, and even clippers for their toenails, I guess.
Yeah, and the little playpen that you put out in the yard.
Right.
And typically you can't just let them go and they'd run away or a cat would eat them or something.
Yeah.
But we have like this little metal playpen thing.
Yep.
That it's four rabbits. You put them in there and they run around there and play. They can eat grass and stuff.
Okay, and they're both 5 months old, and you're ready to give them away for absolutely nothing. And
just come get them.
All right.
My daughter, she just wanted them. They were cute when they were babies. And now I'm not going to let her, you know, just set them free or anything like that.
Right.
We wouldn't see any harm come to them. So if nobody takes them, I guess we're saddled with them. But she'd be more than happy to just give them away.
Okay. Can you give me a phone number where they can call you for directions?
740.
Yep.
341.
Right.
3826.
All right. Let me read that back to you. 740-341-3826 for the two absolutely adorable bunnies, white bunnies.
Oh, they are cute.
I'm sure they are.
She just doesn't want the responsibility anymore.
I understand. I have three children of my own and seven grandchildren, and they've all gone through those
stages. Oh, well, then, you know, I was going to love them and hug them and squeeze them and kiss them forever, Mom, and I'll take care of them and give them baths. And, a month later, it's like, hey, have you fed that thing lately?
I've heard that story before.
Yeah, sound hauntingly familiar. Yeah. All right, well, I got to run.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Yes, I've heard that story 1,000 times, and I only had three kids, so they always wanted some sort of animal. We pretty much kept it down to just a dog or two. We actually got up to three at one point. I'm the worst on that. The one puppy we have right now, she's 15 years old, and I love her to death. And we got her when we moved here. And it just happened to be one of the people that came into where I worked, and she said she was going to have to put it down because she just couldn't take care of it because she had some health issues. And I said, you're going to put that cute little puppy down? And I picked it up, and we've been best buddies since. And I took it home, and much to the surprise of my wife, who was already tending two other dogs at the time, both of which have gone on to the happy dog yard in the sky. Anyway, I know that story, and let's try and get rid of those two rabbits absolutely free. They've been vet checked, so you don't have to worry about that. She's given the cages, the bowls, the watering stuff, the clippers, and even a yard enclosure for those two white rabbits, and rabbits are just adorable. So, well, anyway, we will continue on. That's so far so good, right? We haven't caused any problems. I think I've got everybody's phone numbers. By the way, if you happen to miss out on either the description or the phone number of somebody, you can also call in and ask for that again. And right now we're giving away cats. A mama cat and four kittens. The number there is 740-244-5174. Now that's the correct number. Apparently we got the wrong number to start with, but it's 5174 is the final four digits of that. We also have a dorm refrigerator that we will be selling, that we have somebody selling for $40. And if you ever tried to buy one of those, I bought them for all three of my kids when they went away, I think. And I think they were pretty close to $100. Might have been $85 or $90 or something like that. So this is less than half price, I'm sure. But that dorm refrigerator, the phone number, 740-802-3880. We also have an announcement. The River Valley High School is going to have a choir program, an hour long roughly, on Sunday at 3 o'clock.
They will accept donations, as I'm sure you would expect. If you have to have some information on that, the number is 740-382-5634. And this last caller, the phone number for the two rabbits and the enclosures and the bowls and the clippings and the watering stuff and everything else. Oh, by the way, those are both male rabbits, but they get along real well with each other. And they're both white. One of them has little brown tips on it. But that number is 740-341-3826. Well, it's going okay. I'm having a good day. Charlie mentioned on his show before I came on that I was a little concerned about it, and I am still, and I was. I want things to go right, and sometimes when you're doing something brand new, they don't always go right. And I learned that a long time ago. I've been in the public relations end of banking, and probably more so in intercollegiate athletics. And I've found that most anything that you plan, and I was a game manager, and I did a lot of planning for banquets that we had at the credit union, and most of the things that you plan go absolutely perfectly, except for two or three things that just are disasters. So that's kind of what I was worrying about, the disaster of today. But so far, so good. Let's keep the phone calls coming. If you have anything to sell, you can call in to me. I'm Glenn Coble, and the show is named Swap Shop. And we're going to try to do this every Thursday from 12:15 on till 1 o'clock. You will be the judges of how long it will last. If we see it continues and people are interested in doing it, we will keep it on. If not, we will take it off with no hard feelings. My show will return then, A Progressive Life, to both Wednesday and Thursday if we have to do that. But let's hope we don't have to do that. I hope you're getting ready for all the holiday season. Here comes another phone call. We'll be right with you. Hello, you're on the air on Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble. How can I help you? Hello? I must have pushed the wrong button. Please call back. I'm sorry. All right. Now, maybe we'll get it this time. You got to... Please bear with me. I have when a phone call comes in, I have to slide this the volume up on the phone. I have to reach over, turn the phone off, and I also have to turn it on, and I also have to turn it off. Thank you. It looks like our caller is called back. You're on the air. Can I help you?
Yeah, I have a set of WeatherTech floor mats for a 2012 Kia Sportage.
Hang on just a second. What type of car was that?
A 2012 Kia Sportage.
Kia Sportage. Okay. And those are, if I recall correctly, those are pretty specifically built for that specific car. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. WeatherTech, is it both front and back floors?
Two for the front and one big one for the back.
Two front, one back. Okay. And what color are they?
They're black.
Black. Okay, that's a good color. All right. And do you have a price that you're thinking about?
I'd like $100 out of them.
Okay.
They were $179 new.
Yeah, I just looked them up for my car, and I was stunned at how expensive they are. But the $100 sounds like a pretty decent price for that.
Keeps a lot of water out of your floor and yeah. When it's in there.
Yeah. Okay.
And a crossbar.
Crossbar.
The same vehicle.
Okay.
If you want to put a roof rack or something on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a 155 John Deere for parts or if someone wants a winter project.
155, is that a tractor?
Yes.
Okay.
Small lawn tractor.
Yeah. And it's for parts.
Parts or someone wants a winter project.
Okay.
And my number is
740.
225. 6114.
Let me read some of this back to you. You have your WeatherTech floor covers in black for a 2012 Kia Sportage. You also have the crossbar for that particular vehicle. Did you get rid of the vehicle?
Yes.
You also have a 155 tractor. It's a yard tractor.
John Deere.
John Deere, thank you. John Deere. And it's you think it'd be good for parts, or it could be a winter project for somebody. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And your phone number was 740-225-6114, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, best of luck to you, and thanks for calling in to Swap Shop.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. All right. Another country heard from. And boy, I was shocked when I looked that stuff up. I have an Explorer, and I looked up my floor mats for that. I think we're ranging in the neighborhood, and it depends on which ones you get, but I think the ones I was looking at were $370, $374, something like that. I was stunned, but apparently they're very, very, very good. Plus, it keeps your car from getting ruined. So anyway, that gentleman has for sale for $100. He's asking $100 for these WeatherTech floor mats for a 2012 Kia Sportage. It has two in the front and one that goes all the way across the back. They're in black. And he also has a crossbar for that particular vehicle. And he also has for sale a John Deere 155 yard tractor for either parts or a winter project, so that you'll have a new tractor to mow the grass next year when it starts going crazy. Mine has not stopped going crazy. I don't think it's going to stop this year. I keep looking because I have to winterize my RV. I have a little, very little, I guess they call it a toy hauler trailer, and I have to winterize it, and that kept me up 3 or 4 hours during the middle of the night last night, because I think I've broken a water line and have no idea how to repair it. It broke not when it was freezing. It broke last time we went camping, I believe. Might have been the pressure of the water in the lines. Anyway, it's supposed to, I keep watching for when it's going to get down to 32, and I think we at least have 10 days where the low is only going to get into the mid to upper 30s. So let's keep our fingers crossed and keep listening to WWGH, because we have the weather on the hour, every hour, I believe. Might even have touches of it on the half hour. I ought to listen more critically when I'm listening to our station. It's on in my car all the time, but sometimes, you know, it's better not to concentrate on what's on the radio, because you need to concentrate on the road. Well, so far we have some kittens for sale at 740-244-5174, a dorm refrigerator for sale. Those kittens, by the way, are free. They're a giveaway. They have the mom cat and the four kittens. And a dorm refrigerator for sale for $40, 3880. There's a show going on out at RV or at River Valley High School at 3 o'clock on Sunday. They're going to have a choir program, and we have a couple of rabbits that are being given away. They include the bowls and the food and the clippers, and they're both males, and they're only 5 months old, and they're both white. One of them has some little black tips on it. Even includes the yard enclosure, which is something I have to work on today for my puppy dog. That number is 740-341-3826. And then this last thing, the WeatherTech floor covers and the crossbar and the yard tractor for $100. Well, I'm not sure what the $100. I think the $100 is for, yeah, that's for the yard, the WeatherTech floor covers. But anyway, that number is 740
425-6114. And I hope all you people that have called in, that's about two more than I expected today already. I hope the people that call in, I hope you have good luck selling. Make sure when people call you that you're courteous to them. And make sure when you call somebody, you're courteous. It'll make life a lot easier. And now I'm kind of sliding over into my my normal show, which is called The Progressive Life, which I have on Wednesday now from 12:15 to 1 o'clock. But be kind to each other. There's no sense in being angry with people. You know, one of the things I've learned, that if you think the person is not paying you enough for something you're asking for, or it's a lot easier to just say to them, I really would like to get more out of it. That shouldn't be offensive, because you may be wrong, but be honest with them. I really thought I should get a little bit more. Maybe the opportunity will arise that they'll offer a little bit more. My wife and I watched this program on TV called something Pickers. Anyway, it's all about these guys that go around the country, actually, picking stuff for their used, and they have two shops, and they sell used things, mainly things that, you know, like metal toys, and they do a lot of old cars and old motorcycles, and even old blue jeans, which surprises the heck out of me. Why would anybody pay over $100 for a pair of used blue jeans that have holes in them? That's not for me. I'm not going to do that. But we enjoy listening to that. And one of the things that I've learned from watching that show is you can certainly make negotiating a lot easier if you can be kind to each other. They never say, well, that's a stupid price, or they never criticize somebody for giving them a price that's, you know, thousands of dollars too high. They just say, that's just too high for me. They just say that's too high, and that gives them an opportunity. It opens them up to talk to each other a little bit more civilly about what they are willing to pay. And if you're not willing to change your price, that's fine. And if the person you're talking to isn't willing to budge, that's fine. Just move on. Say thanks for your time. I'm glad I got to look at it. Or thanks for your time. I'm glad you came to look at it. But anyway, we have several items, actually, on today's Swap Shop. And we hope that you are able to get out and say hi to those people, and hope their things can help you out. I've got a lot of things at my house that I was thinking, well, maybe I ought to put them on Swap Shop. I'll wait and see how things go before I do that sort of thing. You know, it is hard to determine how much what price to put on stuff. I find a good guide is to go to any number of these auction sites on the internet, eBay. Well, there's just several of them. I won't give them all free airtime. But go to one of those sites and see what they're selling for on those sites. That'll give you a general idea of what you should ask for, what you're going to bring on Swap Shop. Now, if it's a pair of socks, you're probably going to have a hard time finding a price for that, especially if they haven't been washed. Make sure that anything that you sell to somebody else, it's just a good rule of thumb, or a good rule of foot in this case. Make sure they're clean when you sell them to somebody. Even if you're going to sell them, like if I would sell my RV, I would make sure it was clean on the inside and outside before I sold it. For two reasons. First of all, you don't want to get somebody else's little critters. And second of all, it looks better, and the price may be a touch higher because you were kind enough to just clean it up for the person that's looking at it. You know, there's a business. I've often thought it would be a good business to be, a fun business to be in. And a lot of these people on this picker show are the in this business where they buy up lots of old goodies for like movies. When there's a movie of the 1940s, where are they going to get the type of vases that go on the tables in the restaurant from the 50s or the 40s if they don't have a supplier? And that's kind of a neat idea. There are also people right now that will rent you furniture. You take all your furniture out of your house, or most of the stuff, make it as Spartan as possible, and then they bring in furniture that fits what is current and makes the house look better. And that's kind of a neat business. Now, it's not cheap. It is not cheap to do that, but if you have a house that's that you bought for $100,000 and you're trying to get $300 out of it, you better make it look pretty darn good. And if you have to spend an additional couple thousand dollars to get it dressed up on the inside, so be it. It might bring in the extra $10,000 or $20,000 that you're hoping to get out of it. Well, you're listening to Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble, and we will be doing this on Thursdays from 12:15 to 1 o'clock. And we have a call. Hang on. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, I just had a couple questions.
Sure.
I was an avid Tradio person for years, but are you guys going to advertise to the public some way? Because I know everybody was wanting somebody to pick up Tradio or something similar to it, but I don't think a lot of people know about it.
No. And I'm kind of glad they didn't know about it. We tried to do a little bit of announcing of it on this station. It's kind of what we're calling a soft open. We don't want to jump in if today, well, like last week, we started it last Thursday,
right,
and the phones just did not work, and the computer wouldn't allow me to bring the phone calls
in. Oh, I
see,
right.
So if you jump right in, both
sure.
feet, and don't know the water temperature, you're going to get a shock.
That's true. I just was curious, and if it does go well, do you think you'll open it up to more days?
I'm not sure that I will, but the station may decide to open it for more days.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people, what I thought was so sad, I miss Tradio myself, but what was sad is a lot of people advertised on there that they did, you know, handiwork, or if older people needed help with something, and they reached out to a lot of people through Tradio.
Well, and we're hoping that people
that would be really nice.
We're hoping that people will do that on this.
That's what I was curious about, because I don't think a lot of people know about you guys.
Nope.
And I'm not on Facebook. I don't get into that, but I know that would be a good way, I think, for. But there again, like you said, if you're not prepared and want to be overwhelmed
anymore. We only have one phone line in, so.
Exactly.
But anymore, if it's kind of hard to find any place that you can advertise.
For free,
outside.
I know it is. It's gotten very expensive through the Marion Star.
Well, and also, most of the radio stations in the area don't even have local programming. The Marion Star really doesn't touch on it as well as we, so it's kind of hard to figure out where you want to advertise if you're not going to advertise on your own radio station. So we're going to probably stick with advertising on our own radio station more and more, but we may go outside and may do some public shows
because
or something.
I think the people knew, like I said, because there used to be so many people that, you know, did, like, were handymen and
yep.
And like older women would call and say they'd either yard mowed or something lifted for them, because I feel so sorry for those elderly people.
Well, thank you. I'm one of them.
Well, there you go. I'm not far behind you, Greg.
Well, I still mow my own yard. But
right. But I'm just saying, you know, especially widows and widow. You know,
yeah,
you just feel so
sure.
bad. And I think they depended on that.
Well, if anybody who knows people like that is listening right now, make sure that you have your friend, your handyman friend, give us a call, because we'd love to advertise it on Thursday.
Exactly.
We decided Thursday was better than Wednesday because Thursday leads into garage sales.
Exactly. Now, I know you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. I know we're not going to have garage sales as we go through the winter, but we'll get them in the spring.
Some people have them in the house and stuff.
That's
well,
true.
Good luck.
Oh, thank you very much, and thank you for calling in.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks a lot. That is really encouraging to have somebody say such nice things about the idea of having a swap shop. And yes, in fact, Tradio has gone away, we decided that it was a void that needed to be filled, and we didn't know quite how to do it. We don't have the staff to do it every day like it had been done, but we figured if we started one day a week, we would get better. Hang on, we have another phone call. You're on the air. This is Tradio. How can I help you?
Thank you. I have two vintage adult rockers. We think they should be at least 70 years old.
Okay.
And they're $25 each.
Oh, that's a good price.
All right. Well, I'll put your name beside them.
I have one myself.
Okay. And then I have a child's wooden school desk with a detached chair. It's not one that has the bench hooked onto it. You sit down in the chair and slide it.
So it's a desk and a chair.
It is, but it's a child's school desk. It's what they would use in school.
Okay. And is that also $25, or are you selling both for that? Or have you figured that
out? I don't have a price on that one right now.
All right. Just call to find out.
Yeah, that was $25, too. I've been told that it's $25 also.
Yeah. All right.
And then I have just the regular school desk chair, like they used in high school, where you put your books under the chair, and the arm is hooked onto it, and that. I have one of those.
With the arm.
Okay. Yeah, and that's just $10.
Is it wooden?
I don't believe it's wooden.
Okay, all right. So, anything else?
I've got one more unique item.
Okay.
Okay, this is something that not everybody has and everybody needs.
Okay.
It's an RCA TV repairman's carrying case.
Oh, cool.
Included in that are over 100 tubes that used to be used in TVs, and there might even be some radio tubes in there, too.
Huh. Yeah.
It's a very unique item.
Yeah, that is.
Could be displayed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $125.
Okay, $125. Okay, let me read this back to you.
Okay.
I've got, I need to get your phone number.
Yeah, you want that right now?
Yeah, sure.
All right,
740-387-3689. Okay. And I'm going to abbreviate it, but this is what you have. Two vintage adult rockers.
Mm-hmm.
They're wooden, I assume.
Yes.
And you want $25 for that.
Right.
You have a child's wooden desk with a chair, but it's a school desk,
$25.
You have a school desk chair with the arm, and I can visualize that.
Right.
You only need $10 for that.
Right.
And then this is kind of exciting. If the guys were listening from the show that I watch, they might be interested in this. An RCA TV repairman's case. That just sounds really neat.
It is.
And it even has 100 tubes in it.
Right.
And you only want $125 for that.
That's right.
And your phone number is 740-387-3689. Is that correct?
It is. You're doing very well, and thank you for the show.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in.
All righty.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. What a great day this has actually turned out to be. We've had lots of people calling in with lots of stuff, all sorts of things. And I really would like somebody, if we can find some handymen, people that are willing to work for other people's and it's helpful if you can have, if you're a handyman, if you have some references, if you're going to call in, because, you know, the people don't want some stranger coming up to their door and not knowing anything about it. So it wouldn't be a bad idea if you call in and you're willing to, you know, work in somebody's yard and you're wanting to do that sort of business. Probably not a bad idea if you can mention that you do have references, or at least that you can give a phone number of a friend. So anyway, so far we're down to only 3 minutes left to go on this inaugural show of Swap Shop. So far, so good. I'm going to go back over what we've had. We've had Free, Mama and Her Four Kittens, 740-244-5174. $40 for a dorm refrigerator, 740-802-3880. We're going to have a Sunday choir program out at River Valley High School at 3 o'clock. Donations requested. We have a two rabbits are free, two white rabbits. They come with everything. They've got bowls, they've got watering, they got food, they got clippers, they've got a yard enclosure. Both of them are white, and one of them has little black spots on the ends. That number is 740-341-3826. And then a gentleman called in with those really nice WeatherTech floor covers for a 2012 Kia Sportage. It has the two front and then one big one that goes across the back. They're in black, and he'd like $100 for that. And he also has a crossbar for that and a John Deere 155 yard tractor. He says it's good for parts or for a winter project. His number is 740-225-6114. And the final lady had two vintage rockers. She wanted 25 for a child's wooden desk and chair, school desk and chair for $25, a school desk with the arm thing, a chair arm for $10, and an RCA TV repairman case with 100 tubes for $125. And her phone number is 740-387-3689. I think I got it all out of the way. And thank you very much, everybody, for joining us for this inaugural showing of Swap Shop here on WWGH. WWGH. My mouth's not working. And I'll be able to go home and eat lunch with less of a growly stomach. I hope you tune in next week on Wednesday for my show, A Progressive Life, at 12:15. And then on Thursday, we'll do this all over again. I hope you enjoyed today. Have a nice day, and
you're
stay tuned.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place, from broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Mary Ann Michaels.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5